now get to the portion of the program I like to call Harry's Happy Time. Yeah, you'll understand another time. This is Harry's Happy Time on the program. It's because Ivy joins us at this time of the day oftentimes. It's my happy time, too, don't get me wrong. She brings, happiness and warmth and love to the program, which is what we need because we need hope out there. Ivy, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. I definitely bring a big smile. And I hope happiness is awesome.
Yes, a big smile to say the least. So, okay, so you dropped off, sent me a story here that I find interesting, and I wanted to ask you about it, and that's Miller Lite donating $1 million to unemployed bartenders because of the coronavirus outbreak. I think that Anheuser-Busch and Miller and these folks, maybe they could do more, but, I mean, it's a nice start. It's a nice down payment. It's nice to see a company thinking, you know what, there's a lot of folks not working. Maybe we can help them in some fashion. It's a cool story.
It is. And there are a lot of different corporations and big companies that are trying to do their best to give back to those who find themselves unemployed right now. And that's all that we can ask for. I mean, for me, I was bartending through college and made a lot of money. And so I can definitely understand the hardship that those people are going through right now. And even for myself, working at a very fine dining restaurant, but even like the people who are working at your neighborhood local deli or your local breakfast joint, they're suffering right now. And we have to remember that. And I hope that, we consider them in our prayers, and we'll see what this economic stimulus bill, maybe that can turn around their livelihood right now. But it's just a little Band-Aid. And I'm hoping that in the next few weeks, we can start to see this downturn of infections and get this economy back rolling.
I agree with you on that. And maybe, you talk about the curbside pickup and so forth. We've talked about that, but that only affects so many people. We had a woman on the program here earlier this week who has kept her restaurant open. She only bought it with her husband 6 months ago. Can you imagine? Buys the restaurant, and then it's shut down by the state for an indeterminate period of time. But what they've done is they've partnered with the community in a way. People are calling in and donating meals to their neighbors, to first responders, to everybody. Because those wait staff people like you used to be, Ivy, like AOC used to be. I'll throw that in just for fun. But for bartenders and for waiters and waitresses and cook staff and so forth, if people can, partner with a restaurant or two and make sure that they place those orders, it can keep those businesses up and running. It gives those people a purpose. They can still curbside deliver, maybe go out and deliver in the street. The cook staff still works. It's really important stuff that you're talking about.
It is. And again, I mean, that doesn't put money in a waitress's pocket. Maybe if you're the person giving the curbside delivery and someone gives them a tip, but yeah, I mean, it does help some. The other problem that I see and that I'm hearing is there are a lot of people who really don't feel safe to have anybody touch their stuff. They don't want anybody to have anything to do with their food. Delivery services, I'm hearing and reading, are down. And actually, a friend of ours has lost a lot of money. And that's what he did, was deliver a lot of different food from Panera Bread. I'm not sure that you've discussed that yet. But yeah, I mean, it's good that the community is coming together to try to support each other. But again, it is just a very small fix in a very big problem that we're having right now.
Absolutely true. Ivy with us here this morning. So, and we're going to get to that story in hour number three on the program, Sean's letter. He did lose his job because he said not only did he deliver to businesses that are not open anymore, but the home delivery of food that they thought would be a big boom isn't there. A couple of reasons. First of all, people aren't working, so the people that aren't working don't want to spend the extra money on having food delivered. And the people that do have the money are scared to death to have anybody touch their stuff, exactly like you said, Ivy. Now, having said that, we got a couple of minutes left here. You did venture out into the world yesterday because we needed a couple of things. And I wanted to ask you about that because you said the stores, the grocery stores, empty. There was, and the stores that you did see, you saw people, sanitizing the carts, washing the floors. Just give the folks that haven't ventured out at all in the last 48 or 72 hours kind of an idea of what you found out there, beyond the walls of our lockdown.
Yes, yesterday was very interesting. I was the de designated person to go out and get some things that we needed, a grocery run, and we are also transitioning from working at home for our show as well, so we needed some things in that regard. But I found it astounding that there were some people, quite a few people driving on the road, but at the local stores, there were very few people shopping. Actually, both stores that I had gone into, there was somebody there wiping down the carts, and they would say, "Hey, go right inside. This carts are sanitized." And I found it also very interesting that as I kind of went by the electronics area, all of the gaming consoles were gone. All of the games were gone in both the stores. I was pretty amazed by that. I guess people are taking this time to, get involved in playing more games, those like, Nintendo or Xbox or things like that. But anyhow, but everything else was in stock, and there were a lot of people cleaning, and everyone seemed to be in a good mood. Also, when I had gone into Walmart, there was a public announcement saying, "Hey, even if you're checking out, make sure that you're having that social distancing, making sure that you're staying 6 feet apart." So I think they're trying to do their part. And making sure that if the customers do come in, that they're being safe and they're following the rules.
Well, I think you've identified a connection here for us this morning. You may not have realized it, but you identified a connection here for us. That is, the video game shelves have been cleaned off. There's not a video game to be purchased anywhere in any of the stores. And Michigan's number one in smoking weed throughout this crisis. See, so you've got all of these things. See how they line up together? Absolutely perfect. Ivy, I got to run. Thank you for
Yes.
for the insight. Got to leave it there.
Yeah, and you would think that because of those two things, you'd have also curbside delivery for food. But anyhow, thank
you would think. You would think. More Doritos, aisle three, please. The No Panic Zone, the Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday. Back after this.
What would you do if you walked into a store and found that nothing had a price tag on it? Would you just blindly hand over your credit card and hope for the best? I don't think you would. And yet that's pretty much what you're doing with your retirement accounts. Hey, it's Steve Gruber. You see, the companies that manage your accounts are charging you fees. They subtract those fees from your account balance, and you probably didn't even realize it. But over the life of those accounts, that can mean tens of thousands of dollars being moved out of your account and into theirs. So what can you do about it? You can call Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas at 517-323-7526 for what they call a GPS meeting. They'll see where you are and show you how much you're losing. There's no charge. This is just one of the complimentary services Bruce and Michael offer WJIM listeners. So call today, 517-323-7526 to schedule your GPS meeting or visit MyLifePlanFinancial.com. That's MyLifePlanFinancial.com.
Steve Gruber was compensated for this ad. Life Plan Financial Design, Inc. is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Michigan.